Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology, where you learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's get started. Did you know that on jamesmillerlifeology.com, you can enroll in the academy I created for listeners just like you? I've created courses you may take at your own pace, which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Enroll in one of the classes today. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to help you anticipate your future life. I'll also be interviewing author Dave Colley, who's going to be reviewing his latest book, Who Let Me Adult? 20 Lessons I Wish I Learned Before Entering the Working World. This book will help you find your purpose, give you tools to accumulate financial wealth, and to help you find career success. For more information about Dave, please visit reachingaspiration.com. You may purchase his book at Amazon or in the store at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me anytime on iHeartRadio as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. Are you struggling today to find your purpose? Has mediocrity set in and you can't imagine doing the same thing for the rest of your life? Are your relationships struggling or you aren't sure how to make long-lasting changes in your life? Then today, contact me, James Miller. I will help you recognize the areas in your life that are going really well, and then we'll look at the areas in which you are struggling. We will create actionable solutions to help you create long-lasting changes in your life. You don't have to do this alone. Go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and click on the page, Work with James. Fill out the form, and it will be sent directly to me. Don't let another day go by without finding your way. Your change can start today. Once again, go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and click on the page, Work with James. Fill out that form to get started today. Anticipating your future. When we were children, we often had an idea of who we wanted to become and perhaps what our future was going to look like. And of course, over time, that future often changed into something different. My guest today, Dave Colley, is going to be talking about his latest book, Who Let Me Adult? The concept itself is we're often not prepared for what adulthood looks like. And he's going to go into many great topics of how his book really helps you recognize that. And I wanted to piggyback just a little bit off of that as well. Today, as an adult, we look back and think, oh my goodness, I can't believe I thought of the world that way. Or maybe I was very naive of how I thought the world worked. When you look at your past and then where you are today, it's often good to realize that your perception in this moment is going to be underdeveloped as it's going to be, let's say, 10 years from now. Because once again, we're going to change and develop and grow. So when you look at what you've learned thus far, it's so important to say, well, if I've learned so much perhaps in my finances, or I've learned so much in my education, or I've learned so much in my interpersonal effectiveness with other people, that just means all of that development is now going to develop even more beyond where you are today. So when you can anticipate that you're going to have so much more learning in something, it helps you look for that. And when we realize that we have so much more to learn in life, it helps us look for it today. When you can anticipate that you are going to be older, you are going to be more mature, you are going to be more developed, it then allows you to focus your energy on developing much more exponentially or much more rapidly than perhaps other people who aren't looking for this. So when you look at what you've learned, or maybe reflect on your life and look at those life lessons, be excited because you're going to learn so much more as life goes on. You've often heard me say that we are self-made people. The choices we make right this second influence the choices we're going to make in the next second. When we realize that everything we say and do, it creates the foundation for our future, it does put the responsibility back on us to realize your choices determine your future. There are so many people who have experienced so much injustice in the world, and I wish I had the ability to rectify that, but unfortunately I don't. When we allow our past to dictate our future, unfortunately, many of us don't reach our highest potential. When we can anticipate our future based off of introspective choices or the healthier choices we make right this moment, we realize we're going to go in the direction that is healthiest for us. But if we continually make choices that are not healthy for us, or maybe just choices that are haphazard, or we haven't put a lot of thought into it, well, then that's going to lead us to the next event, which we haven't put much thought into. And then pretty soon, we're living a life of mediocrity without a focused direction. Often people have certain ideas of what we should do or who we should become, and it goes back to that self-made choice. Whatever's right for yourself allows you to be that person that is right for you. When you can anticipate your future based off of what is healthy in your heart, then that is a direction you should go. But when we get caught up in what the world says our future should be like, or anticipate that we should do this or that, and it doesn't feel true for yourself, unfortunately, you will not live a fulfilled life. There's so many more things to life than finances or relationships. It's about a sense of fulfillment, a sense of giving back to your community as well. So as you look at your past, it's amazing data to see what you've overcome, what you've learned, which then gives you the tools and techniques to anticipate what your future is going to look like. And the more focused you are, realizing that every choice you make leads to the next healthy choice, it helps you prepare for the amazing future that you're going to have. A quick example of one of the courses you'll find in the Academy entitled When All Hell Breaks Loose. We've all experienced those times when nothing seems to go right. This class will specifically train you how to process the event, regroup, and use what was thought as a stumbling block and turn it into a stepping stone. Enroll in the class today. My guest today is Dave Colley, who, after a period of self-discovery in his early 30s, was exploring topics from financial planning to meditation. Dave asked himself why he only now discovered some of the key critical ideas that lead to a happier, more purposeful, less stressful, successful life. He's here today to discuss his latest book, Who Let Me Adult? 20 Lessons I Wish I'd Learned Before Entering the Working World. Welcome to my show, Dave.
Thanks very much, James, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you. Now, where are you calling from?
I'm currently based in London. Arrived back here yesterday. I was in New Zealand for the past 2 weeks before that.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's wonderful. I always love to have international guests on my show. It definitely sees the it gets so much flair in the world, and it's wonderful to have you be with us today. So thank you. Now, this book that you wrote, Who Let Me Adult? 20 Lessons I Wish I'd Learned Before Entering the Working World. How did this book even come about? I mean, because this is obviously, my listeners hearing this are like, yeah, I can totally agree with this. So many things I wish I learned before. What was the process for you, how this book was originally formulated?
So it started really with my grandparents retired poor. Mm-hmm. I looked at their financial situation and it was just dire. They would spend days going to, you know, the sell-by expired aisle, and they just didn't have enough money. So what I started doing is reading all the best books on financial planning, the Remet Seti's, even more recently Tony Robbins, and it got me down this sort of in the world of personal development. So it got me thinking about my future, how it's all going. And then the next book I read was Why Smart People Make Big Money Mistakes.
That's good, yeah.
Which has sort of opened up the psychological elements of finances. Because it's one thing to have the plan. I think everyone knows they should be better. But really, it's about why we don't do what we should be doing.
Exactly. Well, it's interesting when you look at this whole journey of self-discovery, because from financial planning to meditation, I mean, that really covers the whole gamut, the whole spectrum of obviously forward thinking for your finances, but also currently in a meditative state to allow you to think in a much more holistic, much more peaceful, much more zen-like, if you will, type of thinking. So it is wonderful to hear that you were able to link all this together. And of course, we're definitely going to talk about that in just a second with your book. But I do think it's such a powerful thing when we look around. There's so many lessons that we get to learn. And so I'm so sorry that your grandparents went through that, but it was a wonderful lesson for you on the back end to be able to plan your life so that your future would be different.
Yeah. And I look at it and I have a few friends where their parents are in a similar situation. And then I'll ask them, so what are you doing about it? How are you making sure you don't end up in the same place? And it happens so often. Their response just, it confounds me but basically, it's disheartening where they'll respond by saying, oh, no, I've got time for that later. I'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really what drove me to find a way to message across in a sort of concise way some of the key lessons that people should know entering the work world, not 15, 20 years down the line.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's that concept of I'll do it tomorrow. But unfortunately, tomorrow never comes.
And it's I actually came across a concept when I was chatting to one of my friends about this, and she was relating it specifically to maths. And she talks about how when people are younger, they might have had a bad experience with something, and they basically have anxiety or trauma towards certain subjects. So when I brought up things like financial planning with people, I kind of get this look of, yes, this is interesting, I need to know this. Then it kind of goes a bit glazed. And then after that, you can see people planning their exit from the conversation. It's really sad because a lot of these things aren't as complex as they're made out. They get hidden behind jargon and terms. And because people aren't familiar with it, they sort of hit the head for the hills. And what this book is looking to do is basically bridge that gap. It's introduced some of these topics, help set the foundation so that when you do encounter a situation where some of these concepts could be useful, you know how to adapt to it, you know how to respond to it, you know how to be make better decisions, knowing there aren't right decisions, there's only better ones, and equipping the, people to do that.
And it comes from an anticipatory state of mind. When we can anticipate what the future is going to be, it allows us to prepare for that. And so that preparation, as more and more you obviously read your book and do people do their own research, allows them to anticipate what those trends are going to be. We're all going to get older. We're all not going to be able to work as much as we've done before. So that anticipatory mindset really prepares that for everybody. One thing in your book I realized, or that I saw, was that you actually have 20 lessons in there to help people find purpose, joy, and wealth. And some of the main sections are finding a sense of purpose, accumulating financial wealth, and targeting career success. Why don't we jump into, actually, let's talk about all three of those sections. So the first section, finding a sense of purpose. Tell us about that.
So a lot of, if we go back to the current, well, at least the education I had, the high school education and the university education, it was set up in the Industrial Revolution. Effectively, it was trying to get us to think the same way to produce a consistent result, which was necessary. It made sense at the time, but the world's moved on from then. You no longer need to know every single little memorize every concept. You can go onto Google and you get it within seconds. So it's about taking that step and thinking beyond that, thinking more broadly. So the first section around finding a sense of purpose, I think a lot of people go into a career, it's kind of a bit of inertia. You might have studied something or found something. You kind of go in there without having a clear sense of what you want to do. We sort of live by these mindsets. I call them hidden scripts. Not my own term. It's one I've come across a few times.
Sure.
And it's effectively these ideas and these thought patterns that are ingrained in our brains. And so what the part one is really about is taking a step back from that, looking at the first section as about modes of learning, the different ways we learn. It's taking a step back from that and then thinking, okay, why am I thinking like this? How can I be more focused? How can I prioritize better? It brings up terms like the compound effect, Parkinson's law, imposter syndrome, all these things we're likely to encounter. Probably a lot of people have heard them before, but it's about more internalizing them and finding out how to apply them to one's life.
Well, I think that is one of the main things to obviously really look at is, we hear these things, but like you said, if we don't assimilate that lesson or assimilate those constructs or those theories into our own life, we will just do what's expected of us. And often what's expected of us is not really what is our purpose, but we often will follow through with wherever the template is or whatever society expects or even our family expects us to do. And at the end of the day, we're not as happy as we could be. So I'm really glad to hear that this really expands the mind for the readers to be able to recognize that. I remember in undergrad, or actually even in graduate school, the whole thing with theories of learning and the concepts of the learning and so many different elements of that. That was actually one of my favorite classes. So it's really nice to hear that you talk about the theories of learning as well. So that is really neat.
Thank you.
Now, the second one is accumulating financial wealth. Now, let's talk about that because people have different constructs of what wealth is or different connotations. In other words, wealth for some people could be a billionaire. For other people, it could be a different number. How do you really quantify what financial wealth is?
For me personally, financial wealth is that security, that mindset where I'm not worried about, am I going to be able to pay my bills at the end of the month? When I hit retirement, am I going to be comfortable? It may not necessarily be buying the flashiest yacht or flying business class on holiday 6 times a year, but it's about knowing that I have that security. Because once you've got that security in your mind that finances aren't a problem, it just opens up so many more possibilities.
Yes,
you can do so much more.
So it's also linked with peace of mind as well. So accumulating financial wealth, in a sense, with a peace of mind as well. I like that. I think that does make a lot of sense because when you don't have to live paycheck by paycheck or be constantly worried, well, can I get groceries today? Or what if I can't pay my rent? Or all those types of things. It opens up your world to enjoy life in a different way because you don't have that fear. You don't have that insecurity.
Completely. And then you start looking at what else can I do? How can I impact this world better? Mm-hmm. But while you're constrained by worrying about finances, it becomes very difficult to do. That said, there's definitely no quick fixes or this is the easy way to do it and you're suddenly going to be rich. This is very much about slow and steady, mm-hmm. about building a financial plan, putting a bit aside that for your future. The rough rule of thumb I use is use 20% for your future, and that can be split across three things. That can be paying off debt, because the debt steals your future. That can be investing in yourself, in your education. It's like an internal capital. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is actually investing in things like index funds, things that are going to grow over time and really going to give you that security in the long term.
I really like how you break that down to three categories. I think that's very relevant because sometimes people only think retirement-wise, which of course is very important, but don't look at, well, how can I better myself if that's through education or if that's through personal development, whatever that may be. So I'm really glad to hear that you have that be an internal metric. So it's not necessarily a tangible, quantifiable, I see this money in front of me, but it's something that you invest in yourself. So I really like that. I think that translates really well to a lot of people because sometimes people don't think of that internal self-development.
And it's really what that's then doing is giving you the capacity to live a better life, be mm-hmm. it earning more money perhaps, or maybe just doing something that you find more fulfilling that's giving a bigger impact on the world. One of the frustrations and the drivers behind this book is if you look at all the literature out there, all the buzz, all the noise, there's literally four things that most people can do when investing. And the first is start early. Mm-hmm. The second is reduce fees, taxes, commissions to as little as possible. And the third is diversify. Then there's a fourth called rebalancing, which is probably a step too far for most people. I certainly battle with it. But when it comes down to it, for all the things that potentially have read, all the jargon, all the sort of noise around it, mm-hmm. it actually can be quite a simple message to get across. And one of the key things I tried to do is just introduce people to topics. One of the exercises I have is that just going to speak to someone who's preferably in their 50s or older than that, retired, and start asking them questions about what they learned, what they would have liked to have known.
That's smart.
Yeah, and what that does is that then it sort of you hear it from someone in a real perspective. Not sort of an internet ad telling you how you can earn thousands of dollars per month if you just implement this foolproof system, mm-hmm. which I find is quite a frustrating response and set a way that we live in this world. One of the other things I sort of realized is that a lot of people, they talk about, I really found, what's the common joke? It's I really found calculus very useful this calculus season. obviously referring to taxes. Uh-huh. And it's great that people realize that, yes, this is stuff we should be learning at school. And perhaps it isn't their fault that they haven't learned it. But one of the clear distinctions is between fault and responsibility. And really, this book is an opportunity for people to take responsibility for their future, mm-hmm. for things that may not have been in their control growing up. And now, as they're preparing for the working world and they have more sort of scope for direction and what they do with it, they can take control. There's a lot more they can do, but it does require that ownership, that responsibility to move forward.
I think that's a really good point. You know, regardless of how amazing people are, you know, their work ethic, all of those things, when we don't slow down in our life and, like I said earlier, be that anticipatory of the preparation for something, I think that is really important because that responsibility level, it does fall on us. Regardless of how much we have or don't have, it is a responsibility to be wise with our investments, whatever that may be, from going out or buying, you know, buying gifts or whatever it may be. But it does link back to the choices we make right this second influence the choices that we make tomorrow. The opportunities I have today impact my tomorrow. And it is important that we do have some type of filter or some type of mindset to really say, how responsible am I right now? And unfortunately, some people can have that victim mentality. And of course, I'm not minimizing their struggle at all, but it is with what we have. How wise are we and how true are we to what our end game is?
And I think it's difficult for a lot of people to realize what that end game is. There's the website, I'm not sure if you're coming across it, called 80,000 Hours.
No, what is that? Tell us about it.
So what 80,000 hours is, it's roughly the average working life of a person.
Sure, that makes sense.
2,000 odd hours a year over 40 years. Uh-huh. And what the website and is really about is how much of an impact are we making in this time? And it's a wonderful place to explore, especially for people making career-changing decisions or perhaps even starting out. But one of the key concepts I got from that is a lot of the time we're going to spend 80,000 hours doing this, but I think few people take even a few hours to actually consider what are they going to do in those 80,000 hours.
That's a really interesting concept. I really like to hear the broad spectrum of that, to think of it in a big chunk like that, because I'm not, and then it just creates the minutia of the day where I'm going to work, I'm doing, you know, maybe really only working 6 hours, even though I should be working eight, you know, I'm on my phone or I'm doing this or doing that. But what is that end game? What is my legacy that I'm leaving in my workforce or in my life or in my family system?
And it's really that sense of fulfillment we'll get. Mm-hmm. I think there's quite an attitude that I think it's the YOLO lifestyle. You only live once. Mm-hmm. Do the most you can today. But at the same time, it's also recognized, although this could be your last day on earth, it probably isn't going to be. Mm. So we've got to balance the two.
I like that. That's really nice, Dave. That's a good way to reframe that.
And I certainly, if you look at my history, the work I've done, the travel I've done, I've certainly taken advantage of all the opportunities I've had. But I have still made sure that I put a fair chunk of my pay each month goes into the pension, into investments, without restricting what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I've probably worked in, 15, 20 different countries, traveled to over 50. And that still can be done with a bit of planning, with a bit of thought, thinking about what we want to do, how we want to do it, while recognizing we probably won't get that perfect job, at least not straight off the bat. Mm-hmm. Cal Newport talks about career capital. And how we need to build up the skill set so we can almost demand to do what we want to do.
Exactly.
And that doesn't happen overnight. I'm sure, as I imagine you've experienced, it takes a while to build these things, to learn what you need to know to get where you want to go.
Exactly. It really does. And, you know, it's so interesting with today, the technology today. For example, I'm calling you. You're in the UK right now. I'm calling you. And before, you know, years ago, it would have been very, even 10, 15 years ago, it would have been very difficult to do that, to be able to record this show. But technology nowadays allows for people to work remotely. And of course, that's, you know, not everybody wants to work remotely, but there's so many opportunities. For example, I live in Palm Beach, and I also live in Washington, D.C. So I'm actually flying back up to D.C. just in a couple of days for a week to do some work up there, and then I'll fly back. And so I've been very blessed. And like you said, it didn't happen overnight. I had to work for that to be able to be in both places and to live a life that's different than what I would have lived maybe 10 years ago. So I totally agree with you. The more work you put into it, the more dues you pay, and the more planning that goes along with it, you can create that life that is what you want. That's different from maybe how you thought your future was going to be. So it's a very exciting time to live. And I think your book is really going to help so many people really recognize that the responsibility today leads for tomorrow. And with that, it allows them to create their own plan, specifically with these 20 lessons that you have, to be able to find that purpose, joy, and wealth. And so I'm really looking forward for my listeners to purchase this book. So Dave, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on my show today. Thank you so much for joining us today. If my listeners would like to find out more information about you and about your amazing book, Who Let Me Adult? 20 Lessons I Wish I'd Learned Before Entering the Working World, where would they find this information online?
James, I'd just like to say a moment to thank you for the work you do and the impact you've made, just allowing people access to different ways of thinking, to different thought patterns, and the impact you're making on people's lives.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. That's very kind of you.
As far as the book goes, it's really available on Amazon, as well as if you want to find out more about me specifically and some of the work I've done post the content of the book. I have a blog called Reach and Aspiration. On there, there's also some free courses which cover a lot of similar areas. It's to do with career planning, financial planning, even one on mindfulness. So that's the best place to find me is our website, Reach and Aspiration.
Excellent. Okay. And I'll definitely put that in the show notes. My listeners, if you're not able to find Dave's book, Who Let Me Adult? 20 Lessons I Wish I'd Learned Before Entering the Working World, simply go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and it will also be there in my store. And you can purchase it directly through Amazon from my site. So Dave, once again, thank you so much for joining with us today. It was an absolute pleasure getting to know you and hearing your wonderful wisdom.
Thanks very much, James. It's been a pleasure joining you.
I also want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with us today, or please go to my website where you may sign up for my free newsletter, watch my YouTube episodes, read the articles I've written specifically for you, or you may enroll in the Lifeology Academy where you can take self-directed courses which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. If you'd like to personally work with me, be a guest on, or advertise in this show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Once again, thank you so much for your support, and I'll talk to you soon.